It is a date circled by millions of young kids. Months of agony, trying to decide on the perfect outfit. And now, the day of anticipation is here. Halloween is a day no kid wants to miss. And for those young faces in hospitals, experiencing this day can be a challenge. But this week, a group of Vikings helped the youngsters at the University of Minnesota Amplatz Children's Hospital take part in this holiday.
I don't have kids, so you're taking a leap of faith right here.
Edison.
You're adorable.
Say, I watch the Vikings.
Do you? Thanks for watching the games.
That's my number. Did you plan that? I think you did, didn't you? Look at it. 52. Low five. Yeah. I tend to not believe that.
Thank you.
My pleasure. How old are you, buddy?
He's one.
Those are some cool PJs.
Dirty.
That's all right.
Are you excited for candy tomorrow?
Yes.
Do you like candy?
We get to go home. We've been here 9 days.
Oh, congrats.
We get to go home tomorrow.
Is he dressing up or...
Yeah, oh yeah, we're going trick-or-treating
tomorrow
night.
Oh, there's a big smile.
Do you like chocolate?
Do you get to dress up?
Yeah.
What are you going to be?
Last year we were wearing a poo. I think this year we're going to be a witch.
A scary one or a nice one?
Scary.
A scary one? Don't scare me.
John Sullivan, along with many of his teammates, helped make this a Halloween to remember for the kids at the Children's Hospital. The players spent the afternoon visiting the youngsters and delivering plenty of joy and smiles.
Obviously, kids get very excited to get dressed up for Halloween. Obviously you never want to be in the hospital, but I think you feel it even more when it's around the holidays. You know, we'll be doing this one, we'll have an event at Thanksgiving, we'll have an event at Christmas time. And like I said before, just try to create a diversion and allow these kids, you know, to act like regular kids.
It means a lot, you know, not only to the kids, but to us to be able to come out here so close to Halloween. You know, these kids are supposed to be out trick-or-treating and having fun with all their friends and dressed up in costumes, you know, enjoying things that we got to do as kids. And to be able to come here and try to bring a little bit of Halloween to them and, you know, brighten their day, put a smile on their face, really brings a lot to us as well.
It was a busy day for Sullivan, who earlier was a part of a ceremony at the hospital for a new Sullivan playground.
Such a great cause. Pediatric illness potentially affects everyone. And, you know, I just wanted to, as soon as I found myself in position, wanted to do what little I could to give back. And hopefully this playground gets a lot of use. The kids enjoy it. It's able to help in a therapeutic sense, help kids get better, and bring some smiles to their faces. So thanks so much.
The Viking Center donated $150,000 to make the new playground possible and provide a place for these young hospital patients and their families to go outside and play like kids.
I think it's very important. Obviously, you know, you're dealing with specialized cases here with, you know, kids that are ill or need special care. So from what I've been told, it's going to be a state-of-the-art playground. There's a lot of extra stuff that goes into it, you know, making it safe and accessible to these children. And, you know, it can be very therapeutic and help in the healing process. And, you know, just bring some smiles to their faces. That's really what it's all about.